MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The body of a 58-year-old woman was found near the Wool Bowl and adjacent dog park on Friday morning in Roswell. It's believed she was a homeless person and had been encamped in that general area. Her name has not yet been released and the investigation is ongoing. And according to WalletHub, New Mexico ranked as the worst state to raise a family. Things like safety, job opportunities, access to education, and healthcare all factor into the rankings of all 50 states across 50 different metrics. In individual metrics, New Mexico ranked last in education and childcare, separation and divorce rate, and median family income, and tied for last in highest violent crimes per capita and 48th in percentage of families in poverty. As many states like New Mexico and Texas are facing a doctor shortage, but lawmakers in Texas are making it easier for foreign medical graduates to work as doctors in the state. Texas last year joined 17 other states by waiving the usually required second residency requirement for foreign-trained doctors under a new law designed to bring more doctors more quickly into Texas cities and towns. Unlike New Mexico, where doctors are leaving the state because of bureaucratic red tape and unfriendly malpractice laws, Texas has been facing a shortage of physicians thanks to a phenomenal population growth and an aging population of doctors nearing retirement. Last month, the Texas Medical Board approved rules for a provisional medical license for doctors who fit the new HB 2038 category. Those rules, which go into effect this week, will allow foreign doctors who have completed a residency outside the United States and who have a job offer in Texas to be supervised by a licensed physician instead of completing that second medical residency to qualify for the provisional license. After 4 years, they will be eligible to apply for a regular Texas medical license. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.